Hello, welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by team manager Sean Rees. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, Andrew, thanks. Yep.
Good. Right. The team haven't played since the home victory against Newcastle Emlyn on the 30th of January. How keen are the players to get back out there and play Bather this weekend?
Oh, the players are chomping at the bit to get back on the park. It's been a long break for us, but every training session we've shown lots of positivity and professionalism, and really keen now to get the game Saturday out of the way. And it's weather looks good, so yeah. Can't see no issues with any game being off. So yeah, really good.
And obviously earlier in the season the club beat Bather 10-9. You expecting another tough encounter?
Certainly, yeah. We know what Lee Davis' side will bring up to the park. They were a big, heavy pack with a set of youngsters in the back line. We know that they've got some boys that's come back from injury, so we don't expect anything less than a tough old game at the park. Hopefully home advantage will see us through, but you know, we expect a tough battle up with them.
And for anyone who doesn't know, could you explain what your main duties are at the club?
My role is team manager. I've been at Pontypool now for since 2010, I think, back in the Premiership. And then with the court case and the Championship. So my main roles there are communicating with the players, working out the logistics, tying up with the backroom staff, helping out with recruitment, whether it's contract talks or budgets and things like that. So yeah, that's about it really, but I'm a link between the players, the coaches and Ben Jeffries as well.
And in terms of recruitment, you just mentioned it then, has it begun yet in terms of looking towards next season?
We're well underway with recruitment. We focused on the side that we've got the squad at the park at the moment. We're also in discussions with a number of players to bring into the squad to strengthen our squad, and I'm sure when Ben's ready then some announcements will start being made, but we're happy with how we're progressing at the moment.
So there's no exclusives you can share with us today?
Not at the moment. Yeah,
no, fair enough. Right, this season, just how pleased have you been with the professionalism, the commitment of the squad?
The squad has been superb. Most of the players have been with us for many years now. A lot of local players with a sprinkling of players that we've brought in from outside. They've taken on the challenge of getting to the Premiership, and they've embraced it with both hands. And it's the professionalism shown. Semi-professional players, they're there, they're training as a club, they're out on their own training, and they're a fantastic bunch of boys, yeah.
And as the club looks to gain promotions to the Premiership, how would you assess the club's time in the Championship?
The Championship was tough starting off. We had when we first entered the Championship, I think we lost majority of our squad. Some like 30 players we lost to Premiership sides. So it was mainly the development boys that stepped up to the plate, and fair play to them. It was really good, and they've developed throughout the last couple of seasons into quality players. It says a lot about the coaching that we've got at the club to make these players, you know, better. And their attitude has been superb. It's been a good tough league for us. A lot of unknowns there, and everybody wants to take the scalp of Pontypool when we play in the lesser clubs. I think some of these clubs sees it as their cup final when they come up to Pontypool Park. You know, we've got a fantastic brand name. Pontypool is renowned throughout the world, and the likes of Newcastle Emlyn, when they came up, you know, they were in awe of, you know, the opportunity they had of playing Pontypool. So it's been good. It's been a good experience, but we're striving to get out of it this year, and that's our main focus and goal.
Great, thank you very much, and thank you for talking to me today.
No problem, thanks, Ed.